Welcome back to the second half of the Strong Sons call. And on this half, we're going to do a shamanic journey. And in this journey, we're going to imagine we're going to do an exercise very similar to what we will actually do in the workshop. But we're going to do it in spirit space. We're going to introduce to your energy field these three energy forces that I've talked about integrating, that we're going to begin to unlock in the Strong Sons workshop, and we're going to begin to use more in the Ripe Berries, and then finally in the Harvest Moon workshops, we will become much better at them, much more skilled. In the Strong Sons workshop, we're going to be unlocking these energies and using them to heal the present. Ripe Berries will be tapping back into them and learning to heal the past and the future of our lives. And then in the Harvest Moon, the three-day weekend, we'll be weaving it all together, creating a life where you are alive and healthy in the past, present, and future, no matter what the physical appearance may be. And if you are healthy in your spirit, the physical appearance will typically shift, and it will become and appear healthy and abundant and wealthy as well. But the only part we know we can control is the spirit world. And we will begin to move into that now. So as I always say, unless you're driving or performing heavy equipment, working with heavy equipment, close your eyes and settle back. Make yourself comfortable, but not so comfortable that you're going to go to sleep. But if you go to sleep, that's okay too. You will follow the journey whether you remember it or not. So settle in, calm your heart, slow your breath. If you're listening to the recording and driving, then you'll be able to remain alert and aware, but still be able to follow along with the journey just fine. Close your eyes, gentle your thoughts, calm your heart, slow your breath. And we begin where we always begin, with the image of the rose, a single rose. This is your guard rose and your gift rose. How does your rose appear to you now? Is it bright and fresh, or perhaps a little worn and tattered? If it's worn and tattered, we will most likely be replacing it with a bright, fresh, perfect new one when we are done. But first we check in. First we always ask. This is an aspect of shamanic unattachment. It's an aspect of gratitude. Shamanism begins and ends with gratitude. So we never assume that our rose or any other protection or any other energy tool we choose to use is right and ready and there for us to use without asking, without offering, without wondering first. So how does your rose appear to you this evening? What color is your rose? Is it a rose bud or is it in full bloom? Is it bright and fresh or perhaps a little worn and tattered? Smell the beautiful fragrance. Reach out and touch the silky petals. Be careful of the thorns on the stem and the sharp serrated leaves. And now gently place the rose to the side and we will return to it later. Next we turn to the grounding cord. The grounding cord attaches at the base of the spine, the bowl of the pelvis, and extends through the floor, into the soil, through the soil, into the rocks, through the rocks, into the bedrock, all the way to the center of the earth, the belly of Pachamama, Santa Tierra, Mother Earth. The grounding cord extends through the floor, into the soil, through the soil, into the rocks, through the rocks, into the bedrock, all the way to the center of the earth, the belly of Pachamama, Santa Tierra, Mother Earth. The grounding cord attaches at the base of the spine, the bowl of the pelvis, and extends through the floor, into the soil, through the soil, into the rocks, through the rocks, into the bedrock, all the way to the center of the earth, the belly of Pachamama, Santa Tierra, Mother Earth. And now we're going to ground the space that you're in. If you're in a room, we'll create a box around you. If you're outside, we'll create some shape that seems appropriate. But pick a point near the floor, pick a corner of the room, and draw a beam of light from that corner of the floor to the next corner. And then when you reach that corner or that edge, draw that beam of light along the next edge of the floor or the ground below you. And draw your beam of light from that corner, to the next, and the next, until all around you on the floor there's a square or circular beautiful beam of light that encloses the ground at your feet, encloses the ground below you. And now pick a corner of the ceiling or the sky above you and draw a beam of light from that corner to the next corner of the ceiling. And draw a beautiful beam of light from that corner to the next and the next and the next until the sky above you, the ceiling above you, is encircled with a beautiful square of light. A beautiful beam of light encloses the sky above you, the ceiling above you. Now pick a corner on the floor and draw a beam of light from the floor to the ceiling. Here we are connecting the heavens and the earth. One of the jobs of the shaman is to connect the heavens and the earth. One of the jobs of the flower or the tree is to connect the heavens and the earth. The roots are grounded in the earth. The leaves and the flowers float in the heavens. And the stem connects the two. And we are the stem that connects the heavens and the earth. Our lives are the stem that connects the heavens and the earth. So now pick another corner of the floor and draw a beam of light up from the floor to the ceiling. And now go to the next corner and connect up the floor and the ceiling there. And go to the next and the next and the next until you are completely enclosed in a box of light. A wire mesh structure of beautiful beams of light gently and completely enclosing the space you're resting in. And now track that central point in the middle of the room, halfway between all the walls, halfway between the floor and the ceiling. And allow your mind's eye to travel to that point in the exact center of the box of light you've created and create a starburst. From that center point, send beams of light out to all of the corners of the room, out to all of the edges of your box. So that you have these diagonal lines connecting all the corners together and going through the exact center of your enclosure. And from that central point, drop here too a grounding cord. The grounding cord attaches at that perfect center and drops down to the floor, down through the floor, down through the floor, into the soil, down through the soil, into the rocks, down through the rocks, into the bedrock, down through the bedrock, into the warm red magma of the center of the earth, the belly of Pachamama, Santa Tierra, Mother Earth. So now we've set a grounding cord for the space that encloses you. And we have set the grounding cord for your energy body that attaches at the base of the spine, the bowl of the pelvis, and extends through the floor, into the soil, through the rocks, into the bedrock, all the way to the center of the earth, the belly of Pachamama, Santa Tierra, Mother Earth. And now call your true name. This could be your regular name, or a nickname, or a spirit name you have used before, or a new name that has popped into your head just this evening. Call your true name down the grounding cord and introduce yourself to Pachamama, Santa Tierra, Mother Earth. Introduce yourself to Mother Earth and express your gratitude for all that you have received. Every breath of air you've ever taken, every meal you've ever eaten, every glass of water you've ever drunk has been a gift from Pachamama, Santa Tierra, Mother Earth. So call your true name and express your unreserved gratitude for the life you have lived, however difficult it may have been, however difficult it may become. It is an incredible honor simply to walk the path you have walked. Simply to walk the path you are walking. Having expressed our unreserved gratitude for all that we have received and all that we will receive, it is now appropriate and acceptable for you to allow the dark, stale hucha that is collected in your energy field, the stale chi, the dark hucha, the many different energies that no longer serve you, beliefs and energies, toxins, poisons, let them all drain away, slip away, down the grounding cord, down to Pachamama, down to Mother Earth, where they are composted and refreshed and renewed. And as the stale hucha simply slips away, drains away, falls away, down the grounding cord, down to Pachamama, down to Mother Earth, without attachment, without knowing, without caring, it has served you, it serves you no longer. Simply let it go, let it slip away, drain away, fall away, down the grounding cord, down to Pachamama, down to Mother Earth, where it is composted and refreshed and renewed. And so as you allow that to continue, open a small hole in the crown of your head and allow the silver energy of the moon and the stars to come down. It is filtered by the box we have created, so only pure, unformed energy enters in through the crown of your head. Allow the warm red energy of the earth to rise up through the grounding cord, filling your energy body with the warm red energy of Mother Earth, Santa Tierra, Pachamama. And so you're drawing in exactly equal and opposite amounts of heaven and earth energy, allowing it to fill your three energy centers, allowing it to illuminate your seven chakras, allowing it to vivify your meridian system. Drawing in equal and opposite amounts of heaven and earth energy. This is the shamanic energy we're talking about, the unformed Iya of the universe. We'll move on to Qigong and Reiki energy in a moment. Right now, this is the unformed energy of the universe. The warm red energy rising up from the earth, the cool silver star energy coming down from the heavens, filtered by the box that enfolds you, filtered by the pokpo, your energy egg that surrounds you, and entering your physical body and illuminating your auras and your chakras and all of the other energy structures that create your medicine body, your energy body. And so we allow that process to continue. And as that process continues, more and more of the dark, stale hucha slips away, burns away, drains away, down the grounding cord, down to Pachamama, down to Mother Earth, where it is composted and refreshed and renewed. And so as that process continues of its own accord, we're going to begin the imagery and visualization. So in your mind's eye, imagine that you have taken your three shamanic stones from your mesa. If you haven't worked with the stones before, you have the energy stones around you, and you will find the physical stones later. If you have stones that you work with, imagine that they're here with you, no matter where they reside in consensual reality in the physical world. In your mind's eye, you place the three stones around you in a triangle, one in front of you, and one to each side of you and just behind you, so that you're enclosed in this triangle of stones. And it is the triangle of stones, like the box of light, that will hold this sacred space, that will filter the shamanic energy. We're using this shamanic tool. The stones are wise and ancient beyond our knowing. And so we allow the stones to inform us, to allow us to make wise choices as we track and channel the infinite energies of the earth and the heavens, the infinite energy of love that is Reiki. But first we set the sacred space of the box and the grounding cords we set the sacred space of the three stones. Now, in your mind's eye, imagine that you're standing there in a gentle pose, not rigid but erect. And now we begin what is called lotus breathing. You're standing there gently but firmly, your arms by your side, and you gently raise your two hands up the center line of your body in front of you. You raise your hands up until they reach your chest, and then you open your hands above your head, collecting the energy of the heavens, and then you bring your hands back together again and allow your hands, the palms of your hands face down, to push the stale chi back down to the earth. And gently, without pause or hesitation or force, allow yourself to pause. Allow yourself, your hands, to gently begin to rise again, with your fingertips, the backs of your hands, touching and rising up the center line of your body in front of you, lifting your hands gently, drawing up the chi from the earth. The chi in the qigong is the root system. So you're imagining you have chi roots deep into the earth, and you're lifting with your hands, you're lifting up the chi energy, up the grounding cord, up through your feet, up through the meridian system. You're drawing the chi energy of the earth into your body. And then as your hands come to your chest, just in front of your face, you allow them to open up and face the sky and reach the sky, collecting the chi of heaven. And then you bring your hands back together again, with your fingertips touching, your palms facing the earth. You take your hands down, pushing the old stale and stagnant chi down the grounding cord, down to Pachamama, down to Mother Earth, where it is composted and refreshed and renewed. So with each breath, you're inhaling as you draw the hands up, pausing your breath as you open the hands, and exhaling gently as you bring the hands down. Standing among your stones, the stones in the box are purifying and cleansing the energy, allowing you to draw up only that which serves you, allowing you to fill and vivify your body with the chi energy of this qigong exercise. And as you do, you can feel this chi energy flowing through your body as the sap flows through the flower or the tree. And now, allowing that process to either continue or you rest quietly, imagine as you stand there that you're receiving the Reiki 1 attunements. If you've already received the Reiki attunements, then they will be re-energized and reconnected, or we will do the process that is appropriate for you to connect back into the Reiki energy. So now, simply imagine in your mind's eye that you're receiving the Reiki attunements. And for a time at least, for the duration of this visualization, you can feel and sense the pure love that is Reiki light. And most people perceive Reiki light as coming out of the palms of your hands, channeling through your body and coming out of the palms of your hands. And so again, in your mind's eye, or even in the physical world, place a hand on your forehead and a hand on your chest, and allow that Reiki energy to flow through your body. Imagine that you have received the attunements for a moment, and the pure love of the Reiki energy is flowing through your arms, coming out of your palms, flowing into your forehead and into your chest. And this energy is the energy that strengthens and empowers and heals the stem, the trunk of your life, your physical body, in the physical world you live in. The food you eat, the water you drink, the blood in your veins is purified and empowered by Reiki energy. Shift your hands so that one is on your forehead and one is on your belly, and allow the Reiki energy to inform those two energy centers, filling your body with the unconditional love of the Reiki energy. Shift your hands again so that one is on your chest and one is on your belly, and allow the Reiki to fill those three energy centers, typically when we do Reiki, we'll also work with the seven chakras and use the Reiki energy to inform your seven chakras. So imagine that happening now. Imagine the energy flowing through your body. Rest your hands in whatever way is comfortable, but you can still see the Reiki energy flowing through you, reaching those spots that need the healing, reaching those spots that need the mobilization, allowing your chakras to become bright and glowing and balanced, allowing your meridians to glow more brightly and the chi energy to flow more cleanly. So here we have drawn up the chi energy into your meridians and into your body, and now we've added the unconditional love of the Reiki energy to enhance that chi flow. And we have used the wisdom of the stones, the shamanic knowledge and knowing, to oversee and inform the entire process so that you have been able to do it in safety, without any energy vampires, without any intruders or interlopers, without any of the complications that many people come across when they explore these energies without sufficient training or care or preparation. If you try and surf a 20-foot wave on your first day, it will not go well, and you may not even live. Our goal is to create a safe, sacred space for you to begin to surf these waters of spirit energy, of earth energy, so that you can craft a life, choose a beach on which to surf that serves you and those who come to you in need. So imagine that these energies continue to flow, and they will continue to flow throughout the evening and fade in time. And at the Strong Sons workshop, we will actually do the Reiki attunements. We will actually do the five organ breathing, which is the extension of the lotus breathing we began this evening. And you'll gain a much more direct, functional, structured ability to handle and channel these energies. And then we'll follow that with a lunar cycle from full moon to full moon of learning how to handle and channel those energies, the Reiki energy, the Qigong energy, the shamanic wisdom, weaving those three energies together to create a strong and deep root system that can find water and nourishment in any kind of soil, using those nutrients and nourishment to create a strong yet supple stem and trunk that can live through the strongest storm and weather the most difficult conditions and revel in the most joyous of times. And then allowing your leaves and the blooms to connect to the infinite energy of the universe and to receive, finally, that energy. The energy source for all plants is the sun. The nutrients come from the earth, and they have to be risen up and placed in the leaves and mixed with sunlight to create life energy, to create the plant, to create the next generation. You can't do it with dirt alone. You can't do it with sunlight alone. You have to mix the two in your life and in your body. That is shamanic abundance. That is shamanic wealth. That is walking between both worlds. That is weaving energy, and that is what we will be studying in the three moons of summer, weaving sunlight and earth together into a strong, powerful trunk of action and doing in your daily life. Because as Don Manuel said, if you can't grow corn with it, why bother? And the summer is about growing corn. We just completed the corn planting moon. Those of you who did the work, if you go back and listen to the tapes, you've created and planted your seeds of corn, having weeded the field of the distractions and confusions. And so now, whether the path seems clear to you or not, you have the preparations, you are gaining the knowledge and energy to be able to navigate your summer, to surf that huge wave of your life with energy beyond you and opportunities unimaginable without this work. So now gently and in your own time, allow yourself to settle back into your own body. Place your hands back into your hands, your feet back into your feet, your eyes in your own eyes, your breath in your own lungs. Settle back into your physical body. Gently and in your own time, open your eyes and return to the room. And as you sit there quietly with your eyes opened or still closed for a little bit, we return to the image of the rose. How does your rose appear to you now? This is your guard rose, your gift rose. It is a gift because it is a beautiful flower. And notice that this flower, too, is not attached. It has either been placed in a pot and floats gently in front of you, growing and alive, or perhaps it is a cut stem and it's floating there or floating in a vase. Either way, the flower is not attached to you. It is not attached to the earth. It is floating gently in front of you, freely. It is a beautiful gift because it is a beautiful flower with a beautiful scent. And it is the first thing that others will notice when they come in contact with you in person, or whether they're just on the phone or thinking about you somewhere far away. What their energy field will know about you is that you have this beautiful gift floating just in front of you. But should they be poorly trained, or should they be a bit rude, and they try and take some energy from you, all they will get is a handful of thorns, and the rose comes away easily, because it is not attached to you, it is not attached to the earth. And you replace the rose with a bright, fresh, perfect, new one from the infinite energies of the earth. Remember at the beginning of the call, this is about learning to track the infinite Reiki energy, the infinite Qigong energy, the infinite shamanic wisdom, and weaving those energies and wisdoms into your physical body, into your physical life, into the path that you walk and the life that you lead. So thank you for being on this call. Thank you for listening to this recording. Thank you for being a member of my IU. I hope to see you at Despacho or at the workshops where we can deepen this work and continue this work. The next Despacho is next Sunday night, July 13th. The next workshop is the Sunday after that, July 20th. And Despacho also on the 20th. So next Sunday and the Sunday after that, two Despachos for July right next to each other on the 13th and the 20th. I hope to see you there. And for those of you in the IU, you will be included in our prayers, whether you can physically join us or not. So thank you for your presence. Thank you for your participation. Good night.